This episode is brought to you by Southern Elegance Candle Company, where modern values meet Southern charm. Right now, check out their fall and holiday collection with candle scents such as Caramel Latte, Fireside, Sweet Potato and Brown Sugar, and our personal favorite, Orange Spice. This scent is clothes wrapped in a citrusy orange essence that takes you all the way back to Grandma's house. This one is sure to be your favorite, just like it is ours. So be sure to visit secandleco.com and use our promo code CRUX, that's C-R-U-X, for 15% off all regularly priced items. That's secandleco.com, where they lovingly craft each scent and city combination to elicit a fond memory to whisk you to a place of pure joy.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? What's up, internet? It's your boy Be Easy, you know, back. We're a little bit late, you know what I'm saying, but you know, we had a busy weekend. Me and the homie Big Cliff, we had to do a basketball showcase, and Keisha took a family trip, you know what I'm saying. So the weekend was kind of messed up for us to record, you know what I'm saying. And then, you know, Key was like, well, you know, if you off, you know, it's a holiday, you know what I'm saying, let's record today or whatever. I was like, I wasn't off, but you know, we recorded. But you know, it's the King holiday, you know, so this is getting up a little bit late. But but yeah, man. Yeah, you know, we talked about a whole bunch of stuff in this episode, you know what I'm saying. We talked about MLK, we talked about racism, we talked about why you shouldn't call girls fast. We got in a whole bunch of stuff. We even talked about this MLK song, and man, this song, that beat, boy, and that hook, ooh. Y'all let me know if that song was fire. I mentioned it in the episode, but I couldn't pull it up, and they had no idea what I was talking about. But yeah, man, hope y'all enjoyed this episode. We were kind of talking about a whole bunch of random stuff this episode, so hope you get some laughs. Hope you learn something, you know. But at any rate, thank y'all for listening, and let's start the show.
Let's get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back. A day late and a dollar short. Welcome back to the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
And this is Key.
And you know, we here on a MLK special holiday. You know the MLK song?
The MLK song?
Yeah.
Which one? Who made it?
Whichever one you know. You know one?
You talking like an old Negro spiritual, or like some new shit, like some Jeezy or something?
No, you know the 80s song, King Celebrate.
No.
Do you remember that song?
I'm
gonna have to pull that up for you.
Please do. Yeah. Never heard it.
Word. Well, it ain't just us here today. You know what I'm saying? We got I guess he ain't friend of the show. He family of the show now. Big Cliff from Carolina Sports Talk. What's up, homie?
Yeah. What's good with it, bro?
Hey man, everything is good with it. How you been, bro?
Been blessed, man. Had a good weekend. So I'm doing good, man. Word. Enjoying this MLK day off.
Where you had a day? I didn't have the day off. Key, you had a day off?
Yeah. Didn't I call you and told you I didn't think you were supposed to be working today?
I ain't supposed to be working either because I'm black. I didn't think so, but you know.
And they had you out here doing what you do.
Yep.
For the white man on MLK day. You know how long it took us to get this to be a federal holiday?
I don't do it for the white man. I do it for the culture.
Working for the culture?
I do it for the green man, personally.
I do it for the culture. Okay. Let them know what a nigga look like when the nigga in a roaster. Show them how to move in a room full of vultures. The industry shaded need to be taken over.
Bars.
Labor owners hate me. Anyway.
Well, yeah, I was off today. I go back to work tomorrow.
Y'all don't remember that Martin Luther King Jr. song?
I've never heard that.
It was like a rap song.
No. Who sings it?
Like Curtis Blow and shit.
No, hell no. I don't know that. Curtis Blow. All I know is the Breaks.
And Basketball. You remember that song?
Oh yeah.
Basketball. Yeah, that one.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, so what did you do on your holiday then? What did you do?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, well, my big girls, their birthdays are this month. One was Thursday and the other one coming up next Tuesday. So we went down to the beach to this resort that I like to stay at when I go down there for the weekend and had one of their friends come stay with us. We had a good time. They went swimming.
Did y'all wear all black?
We didn't. But all of this natural hair was out there.
Did y'all have a dream?
Like MLK? Okay? No.
Did y'all stay on the balcony? No.
It was cold.
That was too far.
It was too far. And this was covered. See, look how you go. See this spot right here. We just talked about that. No.
Starting early.
Yeah. We had, you know, cupcakes and we did like a paint and sip for them and, you know, they had a good time. They're teenagers, so they don't do shit but be on the phone and be in the room.
Oh. What did y'all eat?
You know, I cook whenever we go.
Oh, not even one outside meal?
Pizza.
Oh, where the pizza from?
Papa John's. It wasn't a local place.
Wow.
I just got something. I was like, I had the app. Let me order this. They delivered it. It was all good. I wanted to go to the...
It's amazing you went to the most racist pizza place.
Is it the most racist?
They were. You don't remember all of the...
Because he said something about...
He called somebody a nigga.
That, and it was something about Obamacare. He said that...
Couldn't he be... Like formerly known as the most racist place, because I mean,
he don't work there no more.
I was about to say, now he's not there anymore.
Yeah, he got fired. I'm just messing with you.
So
really.
I can't buy it no more.
I mean, you can.
Little Caesars the one I'm supposed to get though.
Yeah, we are supposed to get Little Caesars.
Yeah, but I didn't know if they had one around the way.
And then for dessert, we supposed to get Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
You know. So you spent your time down on the water, like we say around here, on that water, and with the ladies. Young ladies having teenage fun.
Yeah, doing what they do. And 2-year-old fun, because, you know, my baby wasn't going to let them be great.
Oh. She going to be a grown-up 4-year-old. By the time she turned 4, she going to be knowing all the teenage shit.
I don't know now, because, you know, they at that age where they kind of, you know, when they don't be wanting to fuck with her, they just kind of, I got baby gates, like, on their room.
Oh, they're just.
All I say, all you got to do is close the gates. Just close it. She can't open it yet, so.
She gonna be climbing across the mother
You're right. That she do her pack and play. Talk, Mama, I want to get out. And I look to get her down foot across the top of it. Damn. I said that the best way to find out how hard.
What
is
a pack and play?
You know the little fold up bed. I know you've seen them several times. Cause some people just let their kids sleep in them like a crib, like a bed. Mm-mm. But it folds up.
I'm gonna say yes, I do.
Yeah.
Big Cliff, what you doing your holiday weekend?
Well, the weekend. Had the opportunity, the pleasure, and the privilege to call some basketball games down in Hartsville, rocking out there with my dog. And then I went this morning to do some community service. I say, you know, let me give back. Let me go and volunteer some time at this little soup kitchen here in the Rock. But I guess they say with that snow, they wasn't fooling with it, and it was empty.
No, when
I
pulled up no, there. No soup kitchen people came.
I don't know if they came, but the people who run it weren't there.
So. Oh wow!
Oh wow!
Yeah, I guess they. Say, I mean, we want to give back, but not when it's, you know, not, too cold and snowy out here. Because we did get some snow up here in the Rock. So.
Oh, wow.
Inclement weather.
Yeah.
And today was our National Day of Service, and I didn't do any. They canceled, like, the program that we were supposed to have and for our grad chapter. And shout out to, since we're here today, a day late, yesterday, January 16th, was Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated's Founders Day, 102 this year.
102 years old.
102.
Mm. And we made it. Did your service?
I didn't. Well, they canceled the thing we were doing.
and since while we're here, shout out to Tukey Williams, founding member. Nah, let me stop.
I'm about to say, look at you, gang, gang. Now I'm about to say, hold on. What Tukey? I'm about to say they killed Tukey. Yeah. I thought you was gonna say they did something for him over there.
Nah, they. You know they ain't doing shit for Tukey.
They shouldn't have killed Tukey Williams.
I mean, did he kill some people?
He did. They had to kill him, though. He could have stayed in prison.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, they too. Well, if they were going to do that, then they could have done that sooner than what they were doing. They dragged that shit out.
He had the wrong governor in there.
He tried to, you know.
Should have got clemency.
But he was the one that got them.
Children's books?
No. But it was like some type of truce that they had.
I mean, it ain't lasted long.
Well, that ain't the problem. They killed Tuka Williams. He couldn't keep it going.
Yeah. But yeah, the homie Cliff was referring to that he called a basketball game. It was me. We called some basketball games.
How'd it go?
It was fun. It was tiring, though, calling four basketball games, being Marv Albert and who was a good
John Madden.
No, not John. Well, I was Marv. No, hold up. Who was the one who bit the panties? Was that Marv Albert? did he see by the woman in the back and had a woman panties?
No, that was was it Marv with the colorful suits, jackets and stuff?
No, the colorful suit jackets. That's Craig Sager.
That's who it was, though.
What? No, it wasn't Craig Sager. It was the dude that used to be on NBC. Oh, what a move by Jordan! Yes, that was him.
Yeah.
That was, I think that's Marv Albert. Okay. I think it was Marv Albert. Yeah. So he was Marv Albert, the bite in the back nigga.
Was it a tournament or something?
Nah, it was just a showcase. A showcase.
Well, yeah. Like AAU or what?
Nah, high school. High school basketball. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know they did those for high school.
Oh, say that again, Yosh. I mean, Cliff.
Four games, man.
Four games.
He was right. It was tiring too.
Yeah. By the last game, he was like, yeah, he shot it. He made it.
Two.
Yep. But it was fun though. Yeah. We even gave a kid a nickname. He had like a last name that sounded like a detective.
Y'all didn't make him up a name. Y'all didn't do that.
We did. We started calling him the detective.
See.
Every y'all time do that he on shot a microphone? 3-point, every time he got a y'all rebound, did that on the microphone? A block, anything. The detective.
No, you didn't.
Well, no, you can't hear it over the loudspeakers, but we had our own broadcast. You can find it on YouTube on the Crux Media page. You can see those games, hear me and Big Cliff.
Oh, is it Carolina Sports?
No. No. Crux Media Group.
Oh.
Yeah.
But shout out, though.
Shout out to Carolina Sports Talk. Can you watch sports?
Not anymore. Not particularly.
No. Why not anymore?
I got three kids. I got a whole bunch of shit to do.
What they gotta do?
I don't have time. Keep you out here hustling. Up before it was I was working, I'd be in these streets. And then now, you know, got married, had a baby and all that stuff, man. No.
You don't watch?
I don't follow it.
You got time to watch black movies?
I do. I make time to watch that.
Oh.
I can go back and watch those when I get ready.
Oh, but live sports, you ain't got time.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that. I see what the folks be saying on social media.
That's understandable.
Yeah. Y'all gonna talk about this, what, Cowboys and 49ers game?
No.
Everybody else talking about it.
Why?
Okay. I just asked.
It was I don't know if it was a good game.
Okay.
Did you watch it, Cliff?
I watched portions of it and no, it wasn't a good game.
Oh, it wasn't a good, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it.
There it is. I know my cousin was on Facebook going off.
Who is your cousin?
His name is Ahmad. If y'all see Ahmad in these streets, he went 49ers gear like, well, he already does. But he probably wearing that shit every day until the Super Bowl.
Some people get be looking cheap. Don't be buying that cheap shit because it look cheap. Some of them coats, y'all be paying $40 for them coats. We know you got the cheap coat.
$40 is cheap.
For a coat with all them patches and shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. What you expect for it to look like for $40? It's gonna look cheap.
Yeah, but I'm saying they be thinking they be fly.
Let them be great.
Nah, I'm not gonna let you be great and you out here trying to talk shit. Go spend $100, $200 on a coat, and then look like some damn body. You out here looking at, you got your, then you done had the coat for a long time. Now your coat looking ashy.
And see how you worrying about the wrong shit. They team winning. They out here representing, and you talking about they $40 coat?
Yes, I am.
That shit was fly when they bought that like 8 years ago.
Probably longer than that. Your dust ass coat. Take your
last time the team was good.
Yeah. Take your dust ass coat. That's why I'm gonna pull this out. Now we winning. You and your dust ass coat.
I got a windbreaker. A Colts windbreaker I wore it Friday.
It's a windbreaker. It don't get ashy.
It don't. You right. It was nice too. And I got it for the LO. I think I paid like $5 for it.
Niggas out here with racing jackets on.
they can't wear racing jackets.
You know the racing style jackets that like, you remember, I know the, they you remember are, them jackets that I never had SpongeBob and shit on it.
Yeah.
But they got a team on it. That is that style jacket. Take that goofy shit. Take that monkey shit off. You're embarrassing us. Ain't that how Pimp C said that shit?
Why did that be embarrassing?
With my sister. Oh, go ahead.
I said, why it got to be embarrassing? I was just fucking with B over here.
It is.
Very much so. And that's what I was getting ready to say. I had a conversation with my sister maybe about a month or two ago. Not, it was recently that she should have been like embarrassed. She's like, you think I could still get away with wearing my racing jacket? No, you can't.
No, no. But just because it's fit.
No, throw it in the trash.
Where your sister live? Because I know y'all boy from the Chuck.
You said, where does she live?
Yeah.
She's in Somerville. You're sorry. Actually.
It's acceptable in Somerville. She's fine.
Oh, that's a diss.
She's fine.
That's a big deal.
It's okay. Wear your jacket, sis.
Don't wear your jacket. You're making Crux Media look bad.
Put your coat on.
By association, don't.
Fuck
don't
them. Wear your
she
coat.
She's making Zeta look bad.
Why? That ain't right. A Zeta coat.
But she a Zeta. She a whole national, yep. Like a regional officer or whatever.
People listen.
She wearing her coat at a Zeta function?
You making Zetas look bad. You making Carolina Sports Talk look bad. Making Big Cliff look
all
bad.
All of that.
You making Crux Media look bad. You making black people look bad as a whole.
Whatever.
Women.
Wear your jacket,
feminist.
Sis. Wear
you
it.
You making women, womanists look bad.
With the matching shoes. You she know
got,
how we do.
She got natural hair. You making natural hair niggas look bad. Like people that can read. She can read good. Whoever, whatever you do, you represent all of them shits. You wear
in her
hat.
Racing coat.
Huh?
In her racing coat.
Yeah.
Yes.
You making race car drivers look bad. They're like, God damn, who the hell is this black nigger? Jesus Christ, I thought we discontinued this shit.
They still got him?
Yeah. Of course, they just got him. Like, yeah, I was great. About to say something bad. Yeah. Tell your sister don't wear that shit.
Yeah. Oh, no, shit is trashed. Garbage.
Oh, okay.
No, that's vintage. Go get it.
I got to.
They'll be wearing that shit again.
Nah, not that shit.
Yeah, they will. You don't know.
Like, Nick, like, members
didn't
only.
Did I tell you I had a windbreaker on Friday? They got that shit back in the shoe stores.
See?
Niggas want
what one,
a windbreaker outfit.
What one thing
outfit
do y'all have in your wardrobe that you know you ain't worn in years that you hope comes back in the style?
I don't hope it. Well, I'll let y'all go, but I know this shit that I got in my closet is never coming back in style, but I don't know why and it still look new.
I don't know if I have anything because I don't really do like the fad stuff.
Oh.
So, you know, other than...
So that windbreaker jacket, though?
I bought that specifically. I went to an NFL birthday party.
Okay.
And I got it just for that. And, of course, it's blue and white. You know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I have anything.
What about you, Cliff? You got something that you hope come back in style?
So I had one, and I maybe about a year or 2 years ago let it go. I had a Platinum FUBU jean jacket.
Ooh, bro. Platinum FUBU.
For listen, us, kid, that is forever.
Kid, yeah, people that did come back though. FUBU came back though.
Keep it.
Even the regular
the noise crash.
Even the regular FUBU jerseys, they came back. Like certain people was wearing them,
and they're expensive now.
Mm.
And that shit is vintage. Like if you go like, cause I got my windbreaker jacket from Poshmark, and like I say, it was like $5. I was gonna get it for like my birthday party last year, and it like keep coming up. So when they lower the price, they'll give you like an alert and stuff.
Mm.
And I was trying to find something for the man to wear, like a Fat Farm jeans or something like that. That shit's expensive.
Mm.
I saw like a maybe like an old like starter coat somebody was selling for like $300.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, me and my cousin used to be Platinum FUBU down.
You had creases?
No creases. Hell no. We from the South. We not country. There's a damn difference.
Hold up now. I will say, in Charleston, we went
y'all
through a little
crease?
Phase where
hell
we would
yeah.
dry clean our stuff and get extra starch on it, bro.
That's cool. Y'all yeah. country as hell.
Please tell my husband that. Because he tried to tell me, he loved to call somebody country. Like, he don't use that word at my house no more.
Oh, because he be
oh, yeah, because I done broke him all the way
yeah.
the fuck down. Yeah, I was like, where you even think you from?
Either. The only way you can get away with doing creases nowadays is if you of a certain era. So if the 70s was your time, 80s.
But 80s was our time, though.
No, that's not. We weren't shit in the 80s. We was just moving around, like, doing what.
I creased my pants. I 90s. Guess because of where, like, my mom. Yeah, but the 90s, I used to wear, like, them big jeans. The shit had to
you
crease.
Creased your pants in what yes. in what era?
What was it? In the 90s. What was it? 7th grade? It was, like, 96,
that's not our era. You
97?
Did that because your
early 90s
older
that wasn't my era?
No.
So when I was, like, 13, that wasn't my era?
No, you were a kid. That's not an era.
Oh, so where am I? Like 2000s? Is that
you
my
like
era?
Mid-90s to 2000s is your
yeah,
era.
But that's what I'm telling you. Like it was in the 90s, like 96.
Oh, you was doing that in that? You was creasing? In that?
Yes.
Oh, you country too then?
What, this, okay.
Are you still country?
I mean, this lady asked me, she stopped me one day. I remember I was in the cafeteria. She asked me, she said, who irons your clothes? And I said, and I look, I said, me. She said, because she said, your stuff is always ironed. It looks so nice.
Mm-hmm. She was older?
She was.
Yeah. Older people like them creases.
She was like my mama age, like group.
My stepdaddy, he buy like $100 irons. Uh-huh. And they last like 3 months because he used so much damn starch.
Oh, well, I ain't buying $100 iron now.
Yeah, but he looked like that. His thing, he got to have a nice, good, sturdy iron, hot, heavy.
I don't remember the last time I ironed
the hell out your damn clothes now.
I don't remember the last time I ironed.
That not agro starch?
Huh? Yes.
With the blue cap.
You got to be a goddamn chemist because you got to put some water in that bitch because it's concentrated. Like, that shit's super thick.
You spray it right on there. Let it dry because you put the iron straight on it, gonna get that little white stuff on
exactly.
there.
Exactly. He got somewhere you can, like, it's a thick shit and you pour it in and you got to mix it up and then you got your own bottle. That you had to, that's the shit he had. Yeah, he loved iron. This motherfucker sit there on Sundays and watch all football, and he had 32 clothes? Pairs of pants creased perfectly.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I can't wait until my husband get old enough to do that. I want to iron his clothes again.
That's an error.
It is. I used to iron his work clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he stopped taking some of his stuff to the cleaners because I used to iron.
Because you used to iron it so good.
Yeah.
Where?
That's how you do it. And you know he from Charleston. He said, y'all boy use cornstarch. Is that what y'all used to do?
Yes. I didn't. I used just the little quick stuff in a can.
Oh, because y'all was rich.
My pops, he would use the cornstarch and his pants would literally stand up on it.
Yeah, that my stepdaddy. Yeah, my stepdaddy.
That what he said you had
my to daddy too. My stepdaddy had a thing for it though. He still do. He wear a pair of jeans. He put the damn creases in them shits so sharp.
It's a hard bottom shoes.
Nah, that ain't his thing.
He ain't wearing hard bottoms?
With a suit, but he wears sneakers. He wears sneakers.
Okay.
So, Cliff, you said the thing that was in your closet. What'd you say?
Yeah, the Platinum FUBU.
The Platinum FUBU. Okay. Now, in my closet right now, so y'all remember, well, I call them a half leather. Like, you know, you used to have the all leather Averex coats.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have one, I call it a half leather, where it's like a Letterman, but it got the leather sleeves.
The sleeves.
And, you know, the logo on it. Mm-hmm. I got a fat form.
Wear it.
It's too big though.
Well, that was the point, isn't it? What is it? Like a 3X?
No, I don't know. It's like a 2X. I ain't that big, damn.
And you say it was big, like,
no,
you know,
I'm saying it's too big now. It's still too like, if it was smaller and it fit like clothes fit now, it'll look, you know.
Oh yeah,
because
you did
way.
Say you like to wear jackets. You can't be comfortable in riding it.
Yeah, I had a nice ass coat on the other day. But anyway, yeah, that's the thing. Oh, something else that's in my closet too that see, when you go back with some of that shit, like them clothes, like, you probably could get, like, my old Platinum FUBU shit or whatever, and I could probably put it on, but it'd be too big. I look goofy as hell. So, like.
Like we did back then.
Yeah, we did. Look, we was tripping back then.
Oh, yeah.
So, my thing was jerseys. I knew all about jerseys, like what jerseys was real, authentic, on-field shit. I knew all that shit. So, I went and copped me a couple jerseys,
mm-hmm.
right? But I bought jerseys sizes for niggas that was not my size, like too big. Like Antoine Randall is not a lineman. Like, that's how big the jersey was. I was swimming in the jersey, but that was the era. So I got one of the jerseys, it was a Ray Lewis jersey, authentic. You know, I paid about $4 for it. You know what I'm saying? Because okay. I like, you know, the white. I like the white jersey with the, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. So I bought that, and then I had my team, the Steelers, so I had a Steelers jersey too. But the jersey's just too damn big.
And so you can't do nothing with it now?
Couldn't do nothing with it. So I gave it to my homeboy. He a Ravens fan, uh-huh. so he got it up on the wall.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah, but it'll take up the whole fucking wall, how big that goddamn Antoine Randall jersey is.
That's all right. You just got to get you a house to match your jersey. Be like, nah. Yeah. When you go looking, just be like, oh, no, because this...
Yeah,
I need one to fit this jersey I got.
That jersey sprayed over that whole table right there. That's how big that jersey is. But yeah, those are things I got in my closet.
Now I got a bunch of shit that don't fit because, you know, I ain't that bitch no more. But nah.
She's in there somewhere.
You right. Look like I swallowed her ass. It's upstairs in the attic.
Damn, Anne Frank. That reference is fresh in my mind because it was something on TV last night. They was like, they found out who snitched on Anne Frank. They was trying to figure out who told on her family anyway. That's for niggas who paid attention in school, the diary of Anne Frank. Wow, you get all kind of references in this. We went from FUBU to Anne Frank. God damn. You never thought on them. On MLK Holiday, we were talking about Anne fucking Frank.
Right.
Was she blind?
No.
No, that was Helen Keller who was blind. And
Helen Keller.
She was, what they used to call her, deaf and dumb.
Yeah.
That was the phrase. Deaf and dumb, it was, because you was blind and you couldn't talk.
Yeah, you know, those are words they don't want to use no more. And you know, like, I remember at one time, I would be like, well, why can't you say that if that's what it means?
Oh, yeah, like retarded.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, so now it's, you know, derogatory and it's slang, but it's like, well, if that's what that means, like, what do we say?
What do you say with stuff that slows down a fire?
What?
Because they call that retarded. Fly retarded. Because it slowed down a fire.
Well, yeah.
So we can't say that no more. We got to say fire. Fire mental illness.
Right now. I quit. This is my last day on this damn show.
Fire mental illness and
so
shit.
So all 10 of my fans, you will not hear me on the TJ Blaze show no more.
Speaking of mental illness. Oh, I'm sorry.
And you cracking yourself up. It's Kanye. Ridiculous.
Like big time, for real.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know that was a horrible segue.
Right.
But gotta keep moving.
Y'all heard about what was going on with Kanye West?
What's lately? Not going on with Kanye West? What's now? Look at you.
Now he encouraging me. He had put out a diss track and he had mentioned Pete Davidson. You know Pete Davidson?
No.
Supposed to be dating
Kim Kardashian.
Uh huh. You didn't know that?
No, I'm just like, what is wrong with him? Like, why is he dissing? Is Pete Davidson a rapper?
Hell no.
Right. This is like, what the
fuck? Should have put out a comedy sketch against Pete Davidson. That would have been a-
He should have said nothing.
That's Kanye for you.
Right. And didn't he buy a house across the street from her?
Yep, he did. And there was something else too that he was complaining about, not being able to do a birthday with
I hope it was his kids and not with her. Please don't say it was
her. Do the birthday with Kim. I mean with one of the kids, I think Chicago. Yeah, so I think he had a birthday party or whatever. Oh, shit.
Lifestyle of unlimited.
Damn, my bad, Cliff. In 2021. You good? I miss and had you turned down because I was about to play this song on the, well, I'll play it on the phone. But yeah, so he made a song with Pete Davis. I'm going to try to pull it up and play it for y'all.
Why are you pulling that up? I saw on social media recently that Kim had something for the kid. And he just showed up. She didn't invite him. He was like, nah, that's my kid. I'm pulling up anyway.
Okay, that was the thing. Yeah, that was it.
He was just there looking like a supervillain dressed in all black.
See, you got the... She know what she married. She know what she did.
I don't think she did.
I think she did.
Not back then.
I think she did.
I don't think so. You think so?
Yeah.
That's a poll question. You think she know what she was getting into?
If she didn't, at what point did she?
Probably when she was like, he was like, let's... buy a ranch in Wyoming. Like,
he
152 acres.
I guess the goal was different back then from what she wanted. You know what I mean? She was trying to be out here. That's what she got that. But now she's like, hold on, like I'm a mom. We got a family. Like this shit is embarrassing.
You think she met him to be out here? Cause she was already.
I know she was already out here, but you know, like now I'm married to Kanye West. Like you know, she done got leveled up. Like, she wasn't, like, in the, like, sex tape Kim Kardashian no more. She Kanye West's wife. And then now she's, like, these kids. What are these kids' names? One of them is, like, North. What's the other ones?
Northwest, Chicago, Saint.
Okay. They got three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah. So, now it's different. Like, you're not just embarrassing yourself and me. We have children now. You got to think about them. And you still up to the same shit. And I don't want to be affiliated with that no more because that's not who I am anymore. So now, you know, it's just like, all right, we've done this. Now I got to level up again.
Yeah, he's.
But we knew Kanye had some issues way back.
We did?
A long time.
Yeah, we knew he had that a long time ago.
Before they got married?
Absolutely.
From when?
When his mama died. That was it.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, he did. He has been acting funny since then.
Ever since then, like, he has not been the college dropout.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because he really, like, he makes good music mm-hmm. and he's got the talent and even, like, the vision that he has with certain things. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, he drop a nut and just be crazy and everything else get pushed to the side.
I think that's when he get off his medicine.
And the thing is that he's like, not going to be
busy bone.
We're not going to get the same Kanye back because he's not going to get his mom back. Like that's like been like had to be like the pinnacle thing, like trauma thing for him. It might for me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like I don't follow too much of it because it's just entirely too much. But it's just we know like what was the one thing, and it's just like if we could pinpoint it, we know what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he even said it in the song or something.
Yeah, he never dealt with that the right way. And I don't know if it was because of, I'm pretty sure it is because of who he is and like, you know, with the, you know, the celebrity that he didn't get the chance to do it how he needed to do it. Because, you know, like so many people, they'll tell you how you're supposed to feel about stuff. You need to get over it. Or we can't have you doing whatever because there's money to be made. You got to go keep performing. You got to keep doing whatever. There's no time for you not to do this because you need to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Or they'll give you like a limited amount of time. You know, everybody deals with grief differently. You know, it may have taken you like a week or two, and it may take him, years, mm-hmm. a long time. So
mm-hmm. I'm going to try to play a little bit of this song. Hopefully it'll play that I can catch the part with Pete Davidson on it.
Easy to end up on E. I got shot up like Columbine. The Crips descended on me.
Some politicians talk.
Damn. Goddamn ad got me. Ain't that a bitch?
You got to pay to be premium.
No, you ain't got no Apple.
No, this is on YouTube. This is a elite track.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, we at next level over here. Let me see.
I watch four kids for like 5 hours today. I wear these Yeezy boots everywhere, even in the shower today.
Hold on, that ain't a part.
Yeezy boots in the shower.
Yeah.
I guess I let my pride win. Cousin Dre send me scriptures, help me see life better. Nigga, we having the best divorce ever. If we go to court, we'll go to court together. Matter of fact, pick up your sis, we'll go to court together. I watch four kids for like 5 hours today. I wear these Yeezy boots everywhere, even in the shower today. I got love for the nannies, but real family is better. The cameras watch the kids, I stop taking the credit. Not custodial dad, I bought the house next door. What you think the point of really being rich for? When you give them everything, they only want more. Bougie and a ruler, y'all need to do some chores. Rich ass kids, this ain't your mama house. Climb on your brother's shoulders, get that top ramen out. God send me from that crash, just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
Who?
And my new bitch bad. I know Illuminati mad. This that new Minotti bitch. This that two Bugatti rich.
Drop bombs for Kanye. He beat Pete. He gonna beat Pete Davidson ass. That's why God saved him from the crash.
Just to come back for that. Wow.
Yeah. What he
said? Bougie kids, get that top. Stand on your brother's shoulders and get that top ramen off the shelf.
He want to humble his kids. That's why he made a point though.
What was the point?
When he said about buying the house next door. Mm-hmm. Like what the point of being rich?
Well, that is some rich people stuff though.
Yeah, if I'm rich, like why the fuck wouldn't I buy a house next to my kids so they can see their daddy and not be too bougie growing up? Go do some damn chores.
I mean, I'm with that. You know, my 2-year-old know how to do stuff.
Yep.
She finished with her snack and her bowl.
But they daddy didn't have to buy a house across the street though.
He ain't go buy a house across the street.
Why not?
Because he live in our house.
But I'm saying if he did, what the purpose of being rich? I know y'all rich.
Who?
You.
Shit.
Y'all make up y'all own vacations. Don't nobody travel on MLK Day except y'all. That's not a traveling holiday.
Yeah, it is.
That's a day to reflect at home quietly.
You do that every day.
Reading.
I don't wait until MLK to do that.
Well.
And his birthday was on the 15th, not
Black
today.
Holidays are not fun.
They're not fun?
No.
What is MLK, a black holiday?
MLK Day is not. It's a day of reflection.
Gotcha.
It's a day of learning and learn about the great Martin Luther King Jr.
What you know about him?
His real name was Michael.
Go ahead.
Is that the truth? That's the truth, right?
Go ahead. What you know?
He got his ass whooped in Selma, Alabama.
Why?
He wrote a letter in jail in Atlanta. Was he in Atlanta?
I think so.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, he was a hoe too.
He was a philanderer.
That's the word we're going to use?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
And he loved
Unless that's one of the ones that like retarded where we can't use no more.
He like pink toes. Yeah, sex with a couple. Oof, gotta look. She don't have no come. Normally she got some strong comebacks.
So if I had to choose, you know, I'm more Malcolm than Martin. So you know,
I know some things about Malcolm too.
I mean, well, we already know Red though. So
well,
we know
I'm talking
about
past Red. I'm talking about
both Red.
I'm talking about he was part of the LGBTQ community.
I mean, well,
that part.
Shout out to Malcolm. He need a day too.
He does.
He need a day too. We'll probably have to learn on that goddamn day.
Learn again.
Look at the other black. What are some other black holidays?
I was asking you, what's a black holiday?
Kwanzaa.
Is that? Well, yeah, because that's African American.
You have to learn.
We made that shit up. That's
a whole bunch of different words that you don't know. Learn it.
And it goes through.
Ujuma.
How long is Kwanzaa? 10 days?
Too damn. A lot of learning days.
I think it's. Is it 9 or 10?
Do you get gifts in Kwanzaa?
Yeah, but you have to make them.
Oh God! Can I make the money to buy? She no. Gotta like do arts and crafts.
You
and
gotta,
shit.
You make them. Whatever it is that you do.
So, okay, so Kwanzaa is a black holiday. Juneteenth. Okay. Cookouts.
Just got that.
And parades.
Just got Juneteenth.
Well, we just got it nationally.
Yeah.
But niggas in Texas been doing Juneteenth since the '70s.
I've been doing Juneteenth for a few years myself.
Yeah. In Kwanzaa, you gotta make a gift.
I was hoping my baby would come on Juneteenth.
Oh Lord!
No, hers is on the 20th.
She'd have been the most black pride in this.
She was. I'm telling you, she was coming. I went to labor on the 19th. I was like, "Ain't this gonna be a bitch? My baby gonna be born on Juneteenth."
Do you know where you have to go to get the supplies to make your gift for Kwanzaa?
It doesn't matter.
You gotta go to Hobby Lobby.
Why?
And they say Hobby Lobby racist.
I've heard that.
So it come full circle.
I mean, to the man. You can use what you got in the house.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Nah, you want to buy
shit. Make dinner. I'll be like, this is y'all gift today. In my house, it would.
You more, you know more about these black holidays than I do. I just know that when shit feel a little bit extra racist, that when I start to speak out. But I don't know about this history. You know. Oh, no, nigga. You can't call me a jigaboo. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. I know what you meant when you said monkey, bitch. That's the part I know. All this Insta shit, that's you.
Oh, God. You know, what people, you know, most days on MLK Day, people spend a lot of times, you know, with the MLK quotes. Everybody want to quote, you know, what Mark had to say.
I have a dream.
What's yours?
Matter of fact, the basketball showcase that we did it was called the MLK Classic,
with a C, thankfully.
Yeah, with a C. Yeah, it wasn't the MLK Classic with a K. Classy.
Okay. But, tears.
All right, I hate now, it here. You know, the people that put the show on. Put the classic on, probably will listen to this, but it was the first one, but it was the classic.
Oh, did they not? Please tell me they didn't put somewhere that it was the first annual.
No. Okay. I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't even say that.
Yeah. I see it all the time. It was like the first annual, and it's just like, all right.
Nah, we smarter than that.
We're not going to do the first annual.
Yeah.
Okay. And for the people that are listening, it's inaugural. Inaugural.
Okay, yes. Got Thank it that second time. Now, first time you mow the line between winning and losing.
Oh, we're talking about the R and the W.
Yeah,
it'd be like that, you know, like you said, country.
And yeah,
depending on what it is, but yes, it. I know what it we ain't. Know, goddamn, the first annual.
It ain't the first annual. Yeah, you know that goddamn. Much.
I can spell it.
Yeah. What's
know that much?
What's a something that's racist that y'all be calling out? Do y'all call out anything racist?
What do you mean?
Like how I said, like, you know the history, but I know and shit. Kind of racist.
Oh, anything. What you mean? Any chance I fucking get? Especially at the house, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times it depends on who you're talking to. Like, they may not even know. You know what I mean? But it's just like, okay, so, all right. So, we're just going to correct this right now. So, when you do that again, that's going to be on your own. You can't say that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go ahead and explain and tell you why we don't say that and what it is.
Yeah, and it's teeny little thing, I attribute it to racism. Like, I don't, you know, just in case, you know.
So I'm gonna keep it a buck. There was once upon a time where, because of how I grew up in Charleston, melting pot and all of that good stuff, I gave white folks a lot of the benefit of the doubt. And it wasn't until I was like grown that I really started like, hey, yo, I think you might be trying me. And so all down to more recently, like maybe about the end of the year, I was getting some ammo from one of the big box places in Fort Mill. And like I'm standing at the counter waiting and the white dude walks up, walks smack past me after I had already made eye contact with him coming from the other end and goes to this white dude to the side. And I was like, hey, can I help you? And so I started to let it go. And because I'm a big black man and I hate being the stereotypical
angry
black dude,
nigger.
Please do it every chance you get.
At this point in life, I'm going to give them what they asked for. And so I thought about it and I started getting mad. I was like, ain't no sense in me leaving here mad and them not knowing about it.
Yeah.
And so in a professional, clean manner, I gave Buddy what he was asking for.
And what was the?
By the time I finished, because although I am the big black man, I'm also going to use my Clifford voice with him. And so I don't understand why it is that you walked past me and went to this gentleman here knowing that you had already made eye contact with me and I was here first. So I'm going to talk eloquently so you know there's some substance behind it, but I'm still going to read you because I'm not dealing with the disrespect. Ain't no blatant and or subtle racism. Now you're going to feel all this angry black educated man right here.
What
all
he
of
say?
It. Pause.
What did he say?
Oh, he was old. Sir, I'm so sorry. I never meant it by any disrespect. It was never my intent. Okay, cool. But you need to make it clear that you're looking kind of shady right here, bro.
Yeah, you lucky.
And see, like, so people that can't see the big black man, like, tell the folks out here how big and how black you are.
I am 6'3", over 400 pounds of black man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you lucky.
Yeah.
That is, did your ass like on Django.
Why did I know Django was coming up?
Listen.
Mr. Stone Cypher. Let Marsh and the bitches send old Big Cliff here to nigga help him.
Why did I know that?
And they could have called the police because guess what? As eloquently as I read him, I rock with police too, which is one of the things that I realized I've been blessed to this point that all my interactions with the cops, I've been able to, you know what I mean, maintain, even with the racist ones and had them boys pull up with the AKs at me and all of that. But because I can communicate and because I try to disarm them, you know what I'm saying? My pops was in law enforcement, was a firefighter for over 26 years. And so I know how to try to interact with them. I disarm them. But you're going to hear what I got to say.
I just
I've been lucky enough to get one that just want to bop me across the head. That's all.
The police, except your dad.
Yeah, except your dad.
He retired. We good.
Your
dad would probably be like, fuck the police.
The reason I know my driver's license number is because of these fucking cops down in Charleston.
Why?
Because like we were at, this was the time when I was an undergrad, and we were in West Ashley at, not even at a party. Like one of my frat brothers, we call him Pops because he was... the DP like over like watch when out. I came in.
Cliff might know the motherfucker. Everybody who
everybody knows Tim.
Everybody who
knows Tim from Branchville.
Everybody knows Tim.
Everybody who plays anything of any sorority or fraternity, Cliff know this motherfucker. Oh, she plays Kappa Delta? Oh, I know Susan.
So you know, but and he invited us over for dinner. I don't know how many of us it may have been, like it was at least 10. And so at this point, and of course, we got the drinks going, you know, it's blue and white in here. So we drinking. So I didn't have my ID with me because I didn't bring my wallet because I wasn't a driver. I didn't have a car. I had a license, but, you know, I just bought my school ID because that's all I needed to get back in my dorm. But by the time we were leaving, I was the driver because the two I came with, my LSs, they were drunk. So the cops were called to a party that was going on in another building. Like in the complex, but they saw us outside because we were leaving.
Being niggers.
Right. And we were in the car already.
You weren't supposed to say right.
Whatever. But, you know, that's probably what they were doing. So we were leaving. We were already in the car. And so they hit the lights on and, like, the guy came up, you know, how they come up to the window. He come up looking like he ready to fight. I think I called this nigga Barney Fife. And, you know, I don't even like that word.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure I called him that. Because I was just like, bro, like, we about to go. Like,
oh, he was a colored guy?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, that word applies to everybody. It's universal for me. Like, fuck that. But he, you know, he start harassing us. And I'm like, you know, I'm already reversed about to pull out. And we're not at whatever the start. He don't know where the fuck we came from. But he bothering three females in the car that ain't bothering no fucking body. So he came up and he's like, he want a license. And I was like, you know, what's going on? He said something. I was like, we're not at a party. we were having dinner, you know, at whatever. We just got to go. And I told him, I said, well, I don't have my license because I didn't drive over here. Oh, you know, I'm explaining it to him. We hadn't go. We were in the parking lot. We haven't gone anywhere. You can't pull me over for not having a license. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. They're going to make a rule up, goddamn it.
Right there. That's what they'll do. And so I told him I don't have my, and I gave him my name. He spelled like, okay, so my first name is Kedra. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people that like to give me their own shit because I guess five letters is too simple for them, they like to call me Kendra. And so that's what he goes to look up. And he comes back, well, you don't have a license or whatever. And he said, Kendra, you know, whatever, you don't have. And I say, yeah, because that ain't my name, motherfucker. Like, what you looking up? Like, that's not me. He's like, well, yes, it is. And it doesn't matter, like, how you spell it. Excuse me, sir.
What the fuck?
How long have you been an officer? What you mean it don't matter how you spell my name? You can't pull me up because there's nobody that has that name.
How
stupid.
Long before he told you to stop resisting and he pulled out his name?
It wasn't even that. So This other, the guy, another car pulls up. He got the most sense.
Okay.
He's fine. My Ellis in the passenger seat, she drunk as fuck. She's running her fingers, spiking her hair, making it stand up on her head. She is bending all the way down, like she's grabbing her ankles, like talking to the guy with her head, like doing, no, officer, I have not been drinking. It's like, I know he probably smells everything that you've had to drink. I haven't been drinking. He's like, ma'am, it's okay. Like, you're not driving. It's, you know, it's all good. I'm just, you know, just talking or whatever. And I'm in the driver's seat talking. I'm like, hey, you need to get your boy over here because, you know, whatever. Homegirl in the back. This is her. No, this was her car. She in the back. She can't even get her seatbelt off. And she's like, I'll drive. Just like, I'll drive. Got a finger up. I'll drive off. I have my license. I'll drive. Do you know they let her drive?
And she was drunk.
Drunk.
So
because I didn't have my driver's license.
Why didn't you? So that led to you learning your license.
I would have been able to give my driver's license number. Oh. The, you know, that I have a driver's, because I think he asked me for it. And I was like, why the fuck would I know my driver's license number?
I don't know what made me learn mine, but I've always.
I absolutely know it right now. 8675309. Because of that. And one of my LBs was standing on the side, like, he from Marion, and he was like, yo, like, why y'all bothering them? Like, you know, like, they ain't, you know, y'all looking for, y'all got called for something over here. Because he had been outside the whole time. Like, he knew what was going on.
He was black too?
Yeah.
He might get.
Yeah, and he, you know, dreadhead, so he probably looked like he sold the drugs.
Ooh, how long ago it was? Back then too? Dreads wasn't prevalent back
this
then.
This is 2004.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, you know, he probably looked like he...
2004, you ain't from around here, are you, boy?
Right. So, you know, and all of us are college students. You know what I mean? Like, you looking at us and, you know, that's why I know my number.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that kind of shit there.
Shout out to all law enforcement.
Fucked. You know what?
All yeah. Right. You guys do a good job of...
You know, some of them do.
And it's
only like a small amount of those kind of cops out there that make the other ones look so fucking bad. That's the only bad encounter I've had with a cop. Now, I done been pulled over a few times.
Shit, I done had a few. The motherfuckers was inside my house one time with hands on their guns. Yeah, I was like, hey, officer. They was like, yeah, we need you to get dressed. So I was like, yeah, I'm naked up under here. All right. That motherfucker took a step back and watched me get dressed butt-ass naked.
Did he enjoy it?
I don't know, but he would enjoy shooting my ass more. I did not make a sudden move. It was six of them motherfuckers at my house and 30 of them at my damn daddy's house. That's a story for another day.
Who the hell were they looking for?
Not me. That was the fucking point. Like, it wasn't even looking for me. It was, they had the wrong person and a helicopter.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like 32 cops on
my
damn street.
No, we almost ain't had you here.
Oh, no. I'm not going nowhere. Yes, I turned into a goddamn slave. Oh, no, officer, don't shoot me. What you want me to do? Tap dance for you, sir? Yes, sir. God. Yes,
so I want to say this. I talked about learning how to disarm them. I'm in the middle. I'm not the one that's going to be like, yo, F you, cop. But I'm not going to be that dude neither. I'm going to command the respect, and I'm going to demand that respect from them. So every time I get stopped, the first thing I'm doing is I'm pulling out my license and my concealed weapons permit, because I'm strapped everywhere that I go.
Yep.
And I'm going to make sure that when they're coming up to the car, whether it's daytime or nighttime, I'm lowering all my windows. I'm cutting the lights on. I'm showing you I ain't got nothing to hide, but we're going to have a communication and a conversation as equals. I'm not going to be the yes or no, sir. But I'm not also going to be like, F you, cop, you pig.
Well, I pour sand on the floor and start tap dancing when they come up to me.
Challenge.
Nah, I'm joking, y'all. I don't do that shit, but
yeah, clearly
I'm not gonna get killed by no damn police either. unless my phone fall out my pocket. My phone fall. Your phone fall. I don't give a damn what going on. You gonna reach for the motherfucker. So
yeah, my phone be all over the place. My phone was on the floor when I was driving over here. I just let it stay there.
Oh, real quick, before you talked about DUI, y'all heard about Tiffany Haddish?
Mm-mm.
She got arrested for DUI in Georgia.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody tried to say her career about to be over.
Why? Because she got arrested for DUI just because?
Because she got arrested by DUI.
Why? Because she been, well, we don't know what she was under the influence of. Was it medication? Was it alcohol?
Well, they don't say, but it said it was about 2:30 in the morning and police got, were responding to a 911 call about a driver allegedly being asleep at the wheel. So whatever it was, it was strong.
She was tired.
Yeah. Oh, it said officers believe she has smoked marijuana.
I'm pretty sure they believe that because she smoked weed.
But look at her bail was $1,666.
Y'all can go to hell. Y'all could have just let
her. She going to hell.
Y'all could have let her go home.
She going to hell. Now just
you said $1,666.
Yeah.
They could have put another dollar on.
Yeah, they could have put a dollar or two on that.
They could have let her go home for that. Mm-hmm. They were just out here just trying to make a point. Let's just take her in for something.
Take her in for something.
They sound like they might have took the simple possession and made it DUI.
Mm-hmm.
If they knew it was marijuana, because they either smelled it or they found it.
Oh, since we got Cliff on here, and you know, Charleston people, you know, you went to school down there, Cliff from down there. I saw this article. We're going to do this article, then we're going to... We're going to do, you got it back in the day?
Oh, always.
What we call it?
Same old key.
Same old key. Yeah. It's this 21-year-old North Charleston woman. She got charged in murder. In the murder, in death. No, she got charged with murder in the death of a man she met on Tinder.
Why she kill him?
Because she could. I don't know.
Oh, no, it says she tried to rob him.
Yeah, she tried to rob him.
Hey, y'all boys still sticking folks up down there?
I mean, what else they going to do for fun?
Well, you know what you write. And she was in North Charleston. What part of North Charleston do you think she was in?
Probably off the Whaling.
What is that, like West Montague?
Not too far, actually.
Yeah, I be knowing. I be down in.
Okay, let me find out you know about the port. Port City.
What do you mean? I be down there more than you.
Probably so. I ain't gonna lie.
Exactly. Look, yeah, I be in more in your hood than you.
Look, I graduated high school and I dip.
What
high school did you go to?
St. Andrews.
Okay.
Graduated from West Ashley, but I attended St. Andrews.
The man went to North Charleston High.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Oh, he from.
Hey, babe, you hear this? We talk about it. I get to the house.
Is that the hood?
Charleston is the hood.
Yeah, man.
Charleston ain't the hood. All them goddamn. Nigga, they got horse and carriage down there. That ain't no goddamn.
They got
that
downtown.
That's the tourist.
But guess what?
But watch this. Them horses know which blocks not to turn on down there. Now, granted, in the last 20 years, gentrification is real. You see what I'm saying? But
it
coming
is horrible.
Coming up, there was a time them horses would be doing this, going straight. And when they get to one block, they hook on the left or hook on the right because they ain't going nowhere else.
Well, they know where to go. You know,
ain't nobody
going to
shoot a horse.
No, but you know, they know, like, you know, how to go and where they go all of the time.
It was a video of them horses down there one time, though.
You saw the one that broke loose?
Yeah, man. That motherfucker was like, eyes free. That shit.
It was like, fuck that.
the people was hollering. Oh, that shit was so funny. But then it ran, like, slam into a car or something. Like, it ran into a pole or something.
I think it went to a parking lot.
But it ran into something. Mm-hmm. Like, the damn.
Like, for it to get stopped.
Ain't nothing, like, nothing is funnier to me than, like, because, like, horses can, like, you know, jump over shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like the carriage ain't got no damn shocks. So the motherfucker bouncing up and down, that shit went over a curb.
They back there screaming. Yeah. That horse tired as fuck. He was like, man, listen, I get tired of pulling this thing around all goddamn day.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this lady, she killed this dude down in Charleston.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Yeah, said it was on Suzanne Drive off Dorchester Road.
Oh, D Road.
About 3:45 a.m. January 9th, in response
to
possible alcohol poisoning.
Oh, she was fucked up.
Yeah, so they encountered her, who was grossly intoxicated near the driveway. I said she led officers inside an apartment where they found the guy. He was 24 years old, dead in the bedroom, suffering a gunshot wound.
Dang.
I wonder if she was trying to kill him or she just shot him. Now, there's a difference. I mean, you know, both are bad, but, you know, I'm just wondering if the goal was to kill him or she just shot him.
Yeah, but she was probably so drunk.
Right.
Said officers examined her cell phone after she told him she met him through on Tinder. and they had deleted messages between them, between her and an unnamed co-defendant, leading up to the time of the homicide, show she conspired with two others to come to her house and rob Johnson. Minutes before, witnesses told police they heard gunshots. Gaston sent a message to one of the co-defendants saying the apartment's door is unlocked. So even if it wasn't, maybe she got super drunk because they shot him.
Now I done unfortunately been around some slime in my day. And what sounds a little bit more likely in this scenario, they met on Tinder. They were linking up. He was getting her drunk to try to, you know what I mean, do the do. She was still trying to get and execute her primary mission. And then Buddy was like, oh, well, she drunk now. I'm finna try her. Probably pull up on her the wrong way. She couldn't wait on them boys and gave him what he needed.
Damn.
Well, but she was at her house, though.
What I mean? Some boys start drinking and like some, I know some, again, some slime from back in them days that would literally get girls drunk just to try to smash, like on some creep mode. So if that, if she was on that, but then he was like pushing, she was like, nah, but I ain't really want this. I trying to chill. Or no, wait till, you know, my guys get here to rob you.
Yeah.
I hear a little bit of that Geechee come out of there. When I was listening to the show, and I didn't know that, you know, like further going into it, when he said it was from Charleston, I heard him talking. I said, I know exactly where he from. Because you get excited and it started to come out a little bit. You say Mount Pleasant.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong.
I remember I was in school. I had kicked it with this guy that was some Hugie. And I said, see, look, I see you nodding. And I called him Geechee. He was like, I ain't no Geechee. And I was like,
what are they over there?
My bad, bro.
Gullah?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
The country. So Hugie is like, it's still technically Charleston, but they're like on the outskirts. They way, they country. Like,
yeah, you got to go across 526 to get the Hugie.
They wear
side crease, of the road. Creases in their pants. Still. Bring it around in full circle. Key.
Yeah.
Same old key this week. What we got?
All right. So, I don't know. Like, y'all been listening long enough to know what I used to do. Back in the day, I used to be out in these social work streets.
Oh, okay.
So this is from, even though this is January 17, 2017. All right. So, here goes.
That's just, oof.
Yeah. I explained to a 14-year-old girl today that men that are over 20 years old that she has sex with don't love her, but like 14-year-old girls, and will get another one once she's out of the creep range. I told her that her age range was 14 to 18 in South Carolina until she turned 16. She was quiet when I explained how predators like your boy Robert Kelly uses teenage girls to recruit other ones. She got a little flushed when I asked if she knew how to use a condom properly and suggested she find a method of birth control. She looked interested when I told her that the sex offender registry was public information and to make sure she looks in the public index. I gave her my card and asked if she was going to call me, and she said no. This is the laughing emoji. I told her I would be at her house on Friday.
Damn, that was a heavy.
Well, okay, so I had a situation with this girl that was dating a guy that was, well, I guess he had to be 20. I don't know why I was thinking like 19. And, well, I guess she thought she was dating him. She was pretty much fucking him. And got a report about it. I don't know exactly what the report was on it, but I was explaining to her about the sex offender registry because the boy was on it.
Oh,
and she didn't even know that.
That's a big deal.
I said, that's public information. You should go on there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know, we had to research and look up all kind of stuff. It's like, boom, and he showed up. Third tier predator.
Wow. Third tier?
Yeah.
It's tiers?
Mm-hmm. One, two, and three.
I know that now.
What's the first tier?
I think that might be like kind of misdemeanor.
What's
type.
What's the tier where you, if you get caught pissing outside, what tier is that?
I think that's one.
Okay. All right.
And they do that as early as 12 years old.
Peeing outside?
Yeah. No, you can get on the registry at 12.
The pee outside clause, like that, you won't catch me peeing outside no more.
What they call that? Is that considered voyeurism?
Indecent exposure, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, indecent. Not indecent. Indecent.
Yeah, but like voyeurism is like stuff like that and having peeping sex tongue. Outside.
Yep. Yeah.
So I think that may go under like that category for that.
Yeah, so yeah.
But
all
that
them,
was
all them old dope boys used to holler at the young girls in high school.
Right, because they like little girls. And you know, like they're thinking, oh, well, I'm mature or whatever, and he liked me because whatever. No, baby.
Some of them
he
girls like, do be fast though. That ain't no thing. I know one in particular. Ooh, I'm thinking about.
I wish y'all could see my face. You want me to get the fuck out of here?
No, don't.
No, because you just used a word that I fucking hate.
You hate fast?
Calling girls fast. What? And old people do shit like that.
Well,
what?
I'll tell you off mic.
Hold on.
I got questions, but go ahead.
You got your hand raised. Go ahead. You ain't speaking out of turn in here, like, because be easy about to make me leave. I got Marsha and Ronnie on the counter.
What is Marsha?
You know who Marsha is.
Oh, my bad.
So you say you don't like the term, or you don't like the term as an excuse?
I don't like that they use that to explain, I guess, promiscuity, what they consider to be promiscuity in little girls. Because they give us that shit, and this is me speaking as a black woman that was once a black girl, and they do that to us early, trying to body shame and do all kind of shit to us before we even like develop any fucking thing.
Well, I ain't doing it for that.
No, I mean, I know, you know, whatever, but I'm just explaining to those that don't know that, you know, might be listening or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're just like, oh yeah, whatever, don't do fucking
yeah,
that.
She actually threw something at me, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know, I kept it cool and professional, unlike her.
But you know, like, like when I said earlier, like if you don't know, like you'll continue to do those things when you don't think about it, like on another level. And that's something that they try to put and instill into, and again, I'm speaking about little black girls, like at a very early age, just like you 7. And they like you being fast because you doing like 7-year-old shit, but nobody's saying anything or two, like these predators, like this 20-year-old guy, or like when your homeboys come around, these niggas like 28, 29, oh yeah, she could be something else when she looked, you know what I mean? Like pointing stuff out like on their bodies, and it's just like, are you fucking serious? Like you thought that was cute? Like you don't think to go that far back as to think or to say that was inappropriate because you don't know no better. The same thing that these women do about little boys. They be like, oh my God, like he could be something else and he's so handsome.
He gonna have all the girls.
You're right. And he a little man and all kind of stuff. Like, no ma'am, he's 5. He's not a little man. He's 5. That's what he is, and he's doing little boy things, and that's what you know, what we're gonna discuss. I cannot stand that. And they do that as far as like when we start to do shit that we can't control. Like we're going to get breasts, hips, thighs, ass, going to do that. And that reminds
you hope some of them ain't got some,
You're right. But it always takes me back to my little cousin. Like I'm the oldest grand, and then the next one is 11 years after me. And we were at the mall, and she was 11 years old. And, you know, girl was built. Like, she was stacked, 11 years old. She looked like a little woman, but you could tell that she was a child in her face. Like, there was no mistaking that. And, like, the men that would come, you know, that would come up and be singing and doing all kind of stuff. It's just like, are you kidding me? Like, she is a child, literally.
See, for me, that's the difference for me, I guess. Like, if they young, of course you're a creep. I was at a school recruiting in Charleston, oddly enough, when myself and some college recruiters and the Army recruiters were just talking before the event got started, and the Army recruiters was talking about this girl that was coming in, and the way that they were talking about it, I was like, hold up, are they talking about a student? And sure enough, they were like, yeah, she a senior or whatever, but like she got her own apartment and everything. She be acting grown and da-da. I was like, yo, y'all are creep mode. And then she came in. When she walked in, I thought it was the principal, bro. Like, no, like the girl looked grown, but was 17 years old. And it's like, I see, kind of. But at that point, it's like, nah, but she's still a kid. Like,
she is.
She got class. She got a B block class. You feel me?
Right. So, and see, it would, to me, that situation would be different had they not known that she was a student. And see, you said when you walked in that you thought she was the principal. These recruiters knew exactly that she was a child. She was a student at their school, at that school, and they continued to talk about her as if she was not. How do you know that she has her own apartment? Why is this even coming up in the conversation when you're supposed to be, if you're recruiting, you know, for a job, like for the Army or whatever? That's not anything that you need to know about her.
And she was a 17-year-old child. And I said, it's like, yeah, I hear y'all, boy, but she a kid, man. She got class. Wait till you see her. And when I saw it, and I got it for a second, but then my mind went, that's still a kid, bro. Right. Granted, for me, I've always liked older women, so I ain't never understood the whole going downwards and like churn and younger, never. But like at the end of the day, if you ain't 18, 20, even at that point, I can't see it, bro.
It's a mental thing. A lot of times, and this is just my experience, that the older guys or women, but mostly, you know, it's been my experience with all men that like the younger ones, they like because they're able to manipulate them easier. So it's just like they haven't experienced, I can't even say they haven't experienced much, because a lot of these kids go through a whole lot of shit. Like a lot of them have been through things that I have never had to deal with, even though, you know, like, hell, I done come up from the trenches, but, you know, like, it may not have been like the same mud that they done been in. Mm-hmm. But like, is the mind frame of it. So it's just like, you know how to get to what it is that they're missing, like at that point, by finding out certain things. Okay, so they're saying that this, let's, for example, they know that this 17-year-old has her own apartment. All right. So you know that she may not be financially well off to do a lot of the things that she would like to do or that she needs to do at her place. Why does a 17-year-old have her apartment? Why can't she stay with her parents? That's one thing that you need to know. Does she live with anybody else? You know, like, how does she go to school? Does she work? Like, what does she do to get money? Like, those type of things. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. So you can kind of get your way into and creep that way. Like, when I was in school, it would always be, like, the old men that would want to do things. Because, you know, folks know most kids in college, they be on the struggle. Like, with finances or whatever. And so that's the thing that they try to give, like, to get out. This old guy asked me to be his escort. And I was like...
You was in college?
Yeah. Because I'm... Okay, let me tell you how I met him. He actually was from Florence. Mm-hmm. And I met him because I used to work at the...
Don't say where you worked at.
No, it's not the store. I worked at the school.
Oh, okay.
I was doing like the... What is it called? Work study? Mm-hmm. I worked in the computer lab. And he came in because it was a public one. Like the people could come in and use it or whatever. And he asked me to help him like type up a document or something. Mm-hmm. And I did it. And he gave me $10. And I was like, you know, but I'm working. I was like, this is what I do. And he was like, I just want to give you. He gave me $10. And he said, I might have some other stuff, you know, like I'll need some help with. Like I said, it was the old guy. So I was like, okay, you know, ain't no, you know, no harm, no foul. I gave him, my number. Like, you come back or whatever, I can do some other stuff for you. But then like he would call and be like, what you doing? Or like, you want to go? He took me and one of my friends to lunch one day. He was like, I'm downtown. Because he wasn't from there. Like I said, I think he was from Florence. He had some property here. He told me where it was. I was like, nigga, I know where that at. I ain't going over there at that time. But you know, the hospital done built all the way up down the joint now. But he took us to lunch one day. And then he called me again like one night. And he was like, oh my God. He was at the Francis Marion. Anybody knows that's expensive, raggedy ass old hotel right there downtown on the corner where the school is. And he was like, I can't even believe this is voice that I'm even considering this. But, you know, would you want that's how he was talking to me. He was like, would you want to be my escort? I said, what? At this time, I think I'm like 19, maybe like 19 or 20. And I said, what? He said, yeah, you know, like I would pay you to go to like some events and stuff with me. No, because first of all, they could think you my granddaddy. Like, how would that look? Like, you, like, legit, like, 60-ish. If you're not...
by the way he was going to put his arm around your waist.
If you're not that old, you done lived a hard life. And you go walk in here with a 19-year-old, what the fuck you think these other people going to think? You going to events, like, with... I'm assuming this with other, maybe, like, local... You know what I mean? Like, politicians or some shit like that. Some other influencer people or some shit. Mm-hmm. What you think they going to think when I come in here? That I'm some kind of hoe? Like, you done picked me up. They definitely know you paid me. To come in here.
He would have bought you a nice outfit, nice something nice and classy.
I'm pretty sure he would have bought me something nice and classy trying to see nice, this assy. No thank you.
Nice square toe. Mm-mm. Square toes was out back then, ain't it?
Yeah, I think he had on a linen suit like one day when he took us out to lunch.
I'm talking about yours. Women's shoes were square back then.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. The pointy ones.
The pointy was out then?
They was out then too.
Okay.
So, well, yeah, that was a thing. And then I think I was talking to one of my homegirls and I was like, damn. I was like, that could have been a come up right there though.
Yeah.
I like sure I wouldn't have done it. But I'd be like, Nicole I damn Smith. Sure know some girls that was out here that would
have
been like,
they wouldn't
hey.
Have sex with them. They wouldn't have had to have sex
that with them. That was the thing. They wouldn't have had to have sex with them. I could have round them up and like, hey, like I got these old guys. I was like, that would have been me going out with the one, been in there to see the other ones, was like, hey, I know these clowns that need some
they
dates.
Want some young tenders.
They want some dates to come out here. We definitely would have had some rules. Don't go nowhere by yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't leave with them. They ain't no y'all going together. So I was like, damn. Could have been a little.
We found out so much about you.
Madam KJ Walker.
The escort services.
Right.
Anna Nicole Smith. Shout out to you. Cliff.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for joining us today. We were all over the place.
Yeah.
We were here. We were there. We were everywhere. Yeah. Cliff, let everybody know where they can find you and all of that good stuff.
You can find me week weekly on Carolina Sports Talk. New episode Wednesday, wherever you get your podcast, or tell your smart speaker, play Carolina Sports Talk. You can also check out the show at Carolina Sports Talk on Facebook and Instagram.
That nigga done did that shit before. Tell your smart speaker to play. You got a pause for effect. Tell your smart speaker to play Carolina Sports Talk.
Yes, sir.
Key.
It's yeah. a brand, baby.
They can find me on Instagram. I am BossLady819.
Word. You can find me on social media, Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Facebook, DJ Blaze Radio Show, or on Instagram, DJ Blaze Show. I want to thank my guest, Big Cliff, for stopping through. Had to make an emergency call like Batman, and he came through. I think I might have used that reference again, so I'm going to get another reference. But anyway.
Key. Call Detective Mark Downey.
Yeah. The detective. Yeah. But anyway, thank y'all for listening. It's your boy, Be Easy.
And this is Key.
And we out.